We weren't in the mood for talking, so we just sat there and watched. 2 hours of carnage and maiming wasn't the cleverest thing for me to have let Jilly look at. She burst into tears. She was always all right if she wasn't aware of the dramas. She knew very little of what I did, and had never asked questions. Because, she told me, she didn't want the answers. "Oh, you're off. When are you coming back?" was the most she would ever ask. But this time it was different. For once, she knew where I was going. As she drove me through the darkness towards camp, I said, "Why don't you get yourself that dog you were on about? It would be company for you." I'd meant well, but it set off the tears again. I got her to drop me off a little way from the main gates. "I'll walk from here, mate," I said, with a strained smile. "I need the exercise."
"See you when I see you," she said, as she pecked me on the cheek.
Neither of us went a bundle on long goodbyes. The first thing that hits you when you enter Squadron Lines, the camp accommodation area, is the noise. Vehicles revving, men hollering for the return of bits of kit, and from every bedroom in the unmarried quarters, a different kind of music, on maximum watts.